The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another program. We're really glad you joined us. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful spring day in the middle of December. Should be interesting.
Yeah, Santa's going to have to put wheels on his sleigh.
You betcha.
To do his deliveries this year. Well, welcome to our program. We have a very exciting program for you this morning. Our guest is Nick Smith, owner of Smith Pharmacy in Little Chute. We're going to be talking to Nick about how he started his business and some of the things that he had to overcome as he opened the doors, and he's been in business for a number of years. It's going to be very enlightening on how you do a startup. So stay tuned, but I first want to mention to you that our SCORE Biz Talk program is brought to you each morning, each Saturday morning, by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And we're going to tell you more about our chapter as we go through that. And I'll open up with the phone number if you have a question for Nick on how he met certain challenges in opening his company. You can reach us at 281-1150. Give us a call. Fire a question at Nick, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. So we'd like to welcome you to the show this morning, Nick. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
You betcha. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and what is Smith Pharmacy and where are you located?
All right. Well, thanks for having me. My name is Nick Smith. So basically, I'm a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist since 2004. I had worked for a big box retailer. I'm local, marrying my high school sweetheart. And basically, I started off working at a big box retailer, and everything was kind of status quo. You know, I worked there, and things were, you know, it got... Basically, you know, you just kind of, things are the way they are. I wasn't real happy with how things worked. And once I started working for an independent pharmacy, it really opened my eyes as far as what, you know, options are out there and how much of a difference you can make for the patients.
So basically you learned you were doing well at the big box and things were fine, but as you saw the processes and deliveries and people coming in with complaints or with issues or needs, you were restricted. You couldn't always fulfill what they needed in terms of time.
That's exactly right. There was a lot of red tape, and, you know, the staffing and, you know, the pricing and
all across the board, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's crazy. And basically, you know, once I started working for an independent pharmacy, I really started to think, gosh, you know, we could do this better. We could lower these prices. We could, you know, make these changes. We could work with doctors and find cost-effective treatments for our patients. And
you caught the entrepreneurial bug.
Yep.
Well, now you're celebrating, as Tony said, you're up to 4 years now in the business on your own. But how long did it take you to when you, like you said, got caught the bug and realized that there may be some better ways to do it? How long did it take you to make that decision and actually make that leap?
I had talked to my wife for years about it. You know, I was a pharmacist for that big box retailer for, you know, 10 years. And basically, it took a couple years of convincing. And she finally let me, and it was a rough couple years, which we'll get to later. But
sure. You said convincing you or convincing her over that period of time was the rough part.
Yeah, convincing her. Okay. I knew pharmacy well. I was very convinced that I could make it go. I was very convinced that I could make a big difference for patients, and the way the healthcare industry is going, more people have more skin in the game. They have more of a cost share. You're seeing it on and on and on. And basically, I knew we could make a difference. And once people start looking around for ways to save money or ways to, you know, get better service or whatnot, basically, I
pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger, yep.
So where are you located, Nick, and how do folks get a hold of you? You have a website? You have a phone number?
Yep.
Where are you located?
We're in Little Chute. We're right off of Highway 41, less than a mile off Highway 41, right across the street from Tom's Drive-In.
Right on N there, huh?
Yep, right on Highway N,
yep.
Also called Freedom Road. Our phone number is 788-8888. Nice, easy one.
I don't know how you got that one.
There's a whole long story. A lot of phone calls and a lot of white lies,
It works.
I got it.
Good.
Very, very insistent on it. I don't give up easy, I guess. Our website is smithpharmacyrx.com, and we have, Facebook. We're pretty active in Facebook and all that good stuff.
So you're doing social media as well?
Yes.
Get the word out there.
Yes.
We already have a caller on the line, Nick. Good morning, Allie. Do you have a question for Nick?
I do, yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, then.
Hi, Nick. My name is Allie. I just had a quick question for you. Just wondering, out of all possible locations for you to open up a pharmacy, how did you pick Little Chute?
Well, that is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good question. We did a lot of research, and my wife and I were from Freedom. We're local, and we wanted to pick an area and Little Chute was like the perfect middle of the road is what we kind of thought. You hit North Appleton, you got Kimberly, Kaukauna, Little Chute, Freedom, Darboy, and basically I felt like the people in that area are very, very loyal, which they are. There's a couple things, I think. For one is to find a location, I believe you have to have it's got to be very a convenient location. It can't be a destination spot. It's something where, someone drives by and says, oh, I got to pick this up, and they can stop in. The other reason I like the Little Chute location is because there's doctor's offices nearby. It's a symbiotic relationship. If you go to a small town and, if they have a doctor and not a pharmacy, or a pharmacy and not a doctor, it takes a lot of that convenience factor out. If you go to a small town, you got to go and get a prescription. But if you got to drive 15 minutes to get it filled, really that small town doctor's office is not real convenient anymore. The fact that it was a kind of a central location to a very loyal area, with the physicians nearby, close to Highway 41. That's kind of how we went with the decision we did.
Great question, Ari. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nick, as you opened your doors 4 years ago, did you see a big spike right away? A lot of new companies that open up see a big barrage of customers for a couple months, then it kind of levels off. And what was your experience when you opened the doors?
It was not at all like that. It was tough to get started. We basically liquidated everything we owned. We did a home equity line of credit, and we cashed out everything we possibly could, stuck it in the business. And
did bet the farm, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was tough, yeah. And I remember thinking, what the heck did I do? 1 month in, we had back-to-back days where we had two people walk in the door all day. We filled 7 prescriptions one day and 9 the other. I remember thinking, what did I do? Because deep down, I knew it would work, because I knew we could have better pricing than the big box stores, a better service, and I had a lot of ideas on how we could save people money and make things better in the healthcare industry. But it didn't work out right away like I thought. I remember calling doctor's offices, and they would say, who are you? Where are you guys located? I didn't know there was a pharmacy there. I heard that a lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very tough startup, and what's critical to a lot of the things that we do, it's very critical to get the trust factor with the doctors, and I didn't want to come across like a used car salesman trying to,
right.
You
had to be supporting them,
yes,
not challenging them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they had to feel safe that their patients were being taken care of when they sent them over to Smith Pharmacy.
Exactly.
You mentioned a couple times better pricing. Can you give us an example of how did you accomplish better pricing than a big box store does?
Basically, we have 14 different wholesalers. So we will always, we have a platform that we use. So we do our homework. We get the drugs at the best, price possible. We have a very low markup, and we're able to do that because we have low overhead. Like I always tell people, we didn't start the pharmacy to get rich. That wasn't our goal. We started the pharmacy so we can make a difference, so I can go to sleep at night and hear good stories. And Working at a big box retailer, I realized there is, you know, the over-the-counter market, your ibuprofen, your Tylenols, that's a pretty tough market to get into there to be profitable. But the prescription market, there's enough wiggle room that you can get and drastically beat some of the big box stores. You see the, you know, the $4 lists that they have, and, you know, we match all those. But then there will be another drug that might cost $5 that they might charge $80, where we'll charge, you know, $9 or $10. So we just, you know, you're never, ever going to get taken advantage of.
You know, as we listen to you talk, I always had this impression that a big box store bought so much volume that it bought at the best price that it would be hard for an independent to buy at that price and sell at the same price the big guy's selling at. But it's not like that behind scenes, is it?
Not really, no. Fortunately, there's a lot of wholesalers. There's a lot of generic wholesalers that, you know, if you stay on your game and you do your research, you can get drugs at a very good price, and you can beat them pretty good on pricing.
So what's your leader in terms of the marketplace? Are you known as the cheapest pharmacy in town, or you noticed that as the best service pharmacy in town, on the spot?
Yeah.
On time?
So, yeah, service is the number one thing. Okay. That's our motto. We have a motto that, you know, treat every customer that walks in the door as if they're your mother. You know, just look out for them. Even if everything is done, if there's a better way to do it and you got to redo everything, you know, redo it. Do it the right way the first time. So service is the biggest thing. But we do have a niche. We're known the lowest cost, and we're the, I feel, the lowest cost pharmacy in the area, maybe the state.
But that's standing behind that is the service. The quality of the service is the driver.
Yes.
You're not just buying people to come in the store because you're cheaper.
Exactly.
It's service driven. It's counseling driven.
Yep.
It's service. And
that's exactly it.
Customer feels like they're in good hands.
Yep. Yeah. And I feel like we're also a very good resource for a lot of the doctors too. Every day we get multiple calls from doctors, and they might not even be our patient. You know, they might, you know, we go into another pharmacy, and they might continue to go to that pharmacy, but doctors will look at us as a resource.
Why would a doctor call a pharmacy?
we specialize in obviously pharmaceuticals, and
sure.
We have a lot of advantages. You know, I work hand in hand with a lot of dermatologists, so you know, I get the advantage of seeing how three or four of the prominent dermatologists in the area, how they treat certain things, and I get to get feedback from the customers when they're coming. So,
and you can fit right into that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's a great niche. I really like the idea you said earlier that you're not in it to get rich, you're in it to make a difference.
Yes.
And usually when people start a business because they want to make a difference, the money will follow. Mm-hmm. We're going to take our first break right now. It's about that time in the show, and we'll come back on the other side. You've been listening to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 AM and 103.5 FM.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Nick Smith this morning. Nick is the owner of Smith Pharmacy in Little Chute. We're talking about how he started his company and how he's grown his company. We're going to continue our conversation with Nick, but first we want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We are known as the Fox City SCORE chapter. We have about 52 or 53 volunteer mentors in the chapter, and we have we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We offer free and confidential mentoring assistance to entrepreneurs. So if you're starting a company or you're in business and you're looking to grow your company, work on a project, contact us at foxcities.score.org. Yeah, fill out the request for mentoring sheet, send it in, and someone will be contacting you usually within 24 to 48 hours. And we sit down and talk to you about areas like marketing, HR, finance, accounting, product development, workflow, you name it. We probably have an expert in our chapter who's actually worked in that area the most of his life or her life, and we could help you with that. So check us out at foxcities.score.org. We'd be very happy to meet with you, and we're there for the life of your business. Nick, we were talking in the first segment about how you started your company and covered some very interesting points. I'd like to drill down a little bit, if we could, and ask you to talk about how your role as a pharmacist served. How does that serve as a resource for either the patient or the doctor?
Yeah, well, thank you. So as a resource, we get questions all the time. Our phones ringing constantly, and like I said, I felt like there was a huge need for a high service, low cost pharmacy in the area. Some of the things we do, we get, you know, doctors or patients will call and say, hey, I got this condition, what do you recommend? Very commonly is, you know, I'm paying X amount of dollars for this medication, I can't afford it, what can I do? And there's so many ways you can help patients, whether it be, helping them with picking out an insurance, which is a big thing this time of year with Medicare D, mm-hmm. open enrollment, finding the best insurance for them, finding, you know, maybe a switch to a different drug in the same class that is maybe a fraction of the cost. A brand name drug, a lot of them have manufacturer savings cards. So that will help, you know, offset some of the cost for patients. Just being a resource and just, you know, like we said, looking out for people, that's a huge thing.
It's really good because it's so confusing. And a patient goes to the doctor and the doctor says, do this, here's a drug for you. And the doctors are rushed today. They don't have a lot of time to explain things. But it's okay to call a pharmacist and say, hey, Nick, what is this doing for me?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And what is my condition? You can even talk a little bit about the condition the patient has without being a doctor.
Exactly. And that's why when we set it up the way we did, too, when you dial our number, you don't have any automation. You don't have any push buttons to try to talk to somebody. You get a real live person to answer the phone that's, you know, part of our staff that is knowledgeable.
Well, speaking of the phones, we have two callers on the line. Nancy? Pat's first. Pat, good morning, Pat. You have a question for Nick.
Yes. I'm a customer of Smith Pharmacy, and I see the pictures of the kids and the little drawings and things like that are so cute. But with everything that's going on, Nick, how do you find time for all of this?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a very good question. I always say I wish there was more hours in a day. That is, especially the first couple of years in starting up a pharmacy, that is probably the biggest challenge is, you know, trying to balance, you know, work and family. And my wife was a saint the first 2 years. I mean, she, with the hours I was putting in, crazy hours, basically she raised 4 kids on her own almost for the first couple of years. I tried my best to be home as much as I could, but, you know, so we did a lot of sacrifices. And fortunately now we have 4 pharmacists, including myself. So now I can delegate a lot of those things. And I can, you know, I'm not a pharmacist on the floor, you know, all the time. So I can get some of the office work done during the day and start to have more of a balanced life. So I'm getting a little better at delegating. And it's difficult, though. There is a lot of things going on, so...
That's a great question, Pat. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We have a caller on the line, Nancy. Nancy, do you have a question for our guest this morning, Nick Smith?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, my pet needs medication. Do you do pet medications too?
Yes, we do. That's probably 15-20% of our business, actually. Being a compounding pharmacy, we take great pride in that. Matter of fact, if you walk in our door, we have glass windows overlooking our compounding lab, so you know, people can see our quality, and they can see us right at work. A lot of people like to sit and watch that even. But we flavor meds for pets. We develop meds for pets. We'll make individual dosages. We, you know, are very, very familiar with all the unique requirements that are for animals that are obviously quite a bit different than humans, and the unique dosages. We flavor capsules, beef. We flavor liquids, tuna, or you know, you name it. Depends on the animal. You know, obviously, tuna or any of the fish flavors are great for cats. Anything beef related or bacon or whatnot, great for dogs. So we develop a lot of different ways of making it possible to give your dog a, or cat or whatnot a medication and actually have them able to take it.
It's a fantastic service.
Yeah, that's a great service. Thanks for that call, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I was with a friend yesterday who gave his pet a medication in a treat. And I would have never thought that a pharmacy would do pet medication.
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Yeah, we do, you name it, chewables, capsules, liquids, topical creams. They put creams inside of a cat's ear for absorption. We do meds for, we've done them for snakes, for horses, for rats, for, on and on. Yeah, it's always interesting.
The strange role of pharmacy.
You said you play the role, of course, of having to talk to the physicians and so on. That just adds another group that you end up having to work with and communicate with?
Yes, yep. So. Yeah, we work with the vets. We have a very, very, we have very good doctors in this area, and also very good vets, and we work with them. I know a lot of them on a first-name basis, and, you know, they'll call and say, hey, you know,
so you really do have two twin brothers. They all look like you.
Yeah. Unfortunately for them.
Well, this is just a fascinating story. We have to take a break again right now, Nick, but we'll come back on the other side. And I hope everyone's listening really close because this is a good show, and we'll give out the phone number again when we come back on the other side. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 AM and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Nick Smith of Smith Pharmacy in Little Chute, how he started his business and how he's been able to convert 168 hours a week into a real productive business. It's just amazing what he's doing. But before we get back to Nick, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I told you what we offer in terms of free, no-cost, confidential mentoring. We also offer some seminars. Randy, what's on the calendar? What's coming up?
Well, right now, we're, of course, in the holiday season coming up, and so we don't have anything on the schedule locally here. We are going to be planning on doing some seminars in the spring, a little bit more about things like QuickBooks and some of the other How You Start Your Business seminars, dealing more with things like your business planning and all of that type of thing. So our main concern there is to have people keep track of what's going on simply by going out to the website, foxcities.score.org, check the local programs, and you can keep up to date as to what's coming, what's happening. In addition to that, of course, we also have all of the national programming that we do, which is webinars, special programs that SCORE National has that'll help you also. You can take those online at any time and learn the different things, help you learn. But always it comes back to the same thing. Remember, once you've taken the seminar, take a look at the webinar and so on, come on back to us. We have local people here who can help you really dig into it and build your business that way. So foxcities.score.org, it's changing all the time with new information, so get out there as often as you can just to keep track.
Sounds good, Randy. Thanks. There's one other little community event going on this time of the year. You got a minute to tell us about that?
Always love to talk about Christmas trees. It's that time of the year. I'm involved, of course, very much with the Y Service Club here in Appleton, and we have our Christmas tree lot set up out in front of Festival Foods on Northland Avenue in the parking lot. We started out with 560 trees this year, some of the most beautiful balsams and some of the most beautiful Frasers you ever want to see. The great thing about it is, unlike what you've been reading in the papers, we have a selection, and our prices didn't go up this year.
How many got left?
We've just about got half of them sold.
Wow.
So,
in just a week?
Yeah. Well, the weather has been so nice. It's been really good. Yeah, get out there. Our hours during the weekend now are from 9 until 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And during the weekdays, we open up at 2 in the afternoon and run until 8 in the evening. So there's always somebody there to help you cut the base off the tree, put it up on your car, and get you off and rolling.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the weather the way it is. And
money goes to a good cause.
And the selection's going real quickly. So
put Randy to work. Get out there. Put Randy to work. Make them load some trees.
Yes.
Thanks,
yep.
Randy.
Okay.
We're going to get back to Nick. I want to give out the phone number first. It's 281-1150. If you do have a question for Nick about pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, starting a business, give us a call. You get a really good answer right now, 281-1150. The TDS Metricom toll-free line is 866-887-1150. Nick, I have a question here that was emailed in. Now that so many people have to use mail order services for prescriptions due to their insurance, how can a patient know that someone is keeping an eye on conflicting prescriptions, perhaps from multiple doctors?
And that is a very, very good question. That's an issue that, you know, unfortunately there's not a great answer. That's an issue called polypharmacy, where they get some stuff from mail order, they get some stuff from their local pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's kind of discouraged to do that, because you can miss things. You could be on, you know, two meds that you should have only been on one. You could be on two different blood thinners, and either pharmacy won't know it because you don't see the other, you know.
You don't see the other guys. So can insurance require a patient to use mail?
Unfortunately, they can. With Medicare, they actually have laws that prohibits forcing mail order. Of course, the insurances will always try to entice.
That way, yeah.
And the reason is because insurance companies typically own their pharmacy. Their pharmacy is a mail order pharmacy, so they steer you towards their pharmacy.
So I think there's a theme that I'm picking up on here. These independent pharmacies are basically not influenced by a bigger corporation who might have another company that sells to that pharmacy and then ramps up the cost of the pharmaceuticals. So where people in the public might think, well, you're a bigger company, you're buying in volume, you get a cheaper price, not true. They're building in little layers of profits and other little companies they own behind that pharmacy.
Yes, and that's exactly
that's what's
right.
happening.
Yep, that's exactly right. When I worked for a big box retailer, I still remember customers would come and say, hey, you know, I can get, you know, my sleep aid, I can get 3 months for $15 at this independent pharmacy. And I remember looking at the price and I said, there's no way. You know, I look at our acquisition costs. Our acquisition cost is three times that. There's no way. Knowing what I know now, you know, that was years ago, I understand, you know, how it works. And basically, a lot of these big box retailers, they are their own wholesaler. So they negotiate with the manufacturer directly. They acquire the drugs, and them as a wholesaler sells it to their pharmacy. So they're selling it to themselves, and they can sell it to themselves for whatever price they want. And unfortunately, when you're working at a big box retailer, you don't really know what the true cost of a lot of these medications are.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to be shopping local.
Yes.
Like last Saturday was local small business week, mm-hmm. small day.
And we always take care of people. And we always, you know, basically we always say you're not going to get taken advantage of. You're always going to find out that you got a good deal.
We're going to have to put you on the answering machine right now because I think we have three callers lined up. The first one is Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. Do you have a call for a question for Nick?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, Nick. I have a two-part question, actually. You talked earlier about matching the big boys' $4 prescription list.
Yes.
How do you do that? And then is it automatic, or does the customer have to ask if you'll match that? And then secondly, let's say they've got one of these $4 ones and they've got a $10 or $15 copay. You can you and would you say to him, you know, you're better off not to run it through your insurance and just pay for it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. So we match all the $4 the drugs. You know, and most of them are obviously inexpensive meds. So you're in a sense, you're usually giving it away for cost. A lot of the big box retailers, they do that as a PR thing. Obviously, they want to get people in the door that, you know, they might not make anything on the prescription, but then they might pick up other things that are much higher margin items while they're waiting. But we match that. You know, if you're frugal and, you know, you can purchase things, you can make it work. So obviously they're not profitable items, but you know, they're not a complete loss leader for us. And getting to the second part of that, absolutely. We always look out for the patient. So if, you know, if you have a $10 copay, if you run it through and it's, you know, it's a $4 drug, you'll get it for the $4 price. You know, a lot of times, even, you know, say it's a drug that's not even on a $4 list, and say you have a $10 copay, but, you know, our three-month price without insurance is $15. So we'll say, hey, you know, your insurance limits you to 1 month at a time, but would you rather just bypass your insurance and get 3 months of this drug? You
sure.
Know, it just takes...
Okay.
So, yeah, again, I'm hearing the
same
thing.
Thanks for the question, Jerry.
You're always drilling down to the relationship that you have with the customer. That
yes.
seems to be the strong point.
Yes.
Okay.
We have two more callers on the line. Up first is Pat. Good morning, Pat. You have a question for Nick?
Hello.
Yes, Pat.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Nick. I was just wondering if my family is just needing some bubble wrap packing done, and do you do that? And also, do you deliver it to any local nursing homes?
Yes, that's a good question. We do. We have four nursing homes that we deliver the meds for. And we also, getting back to the first part of that question, the bubble packaging, we've always done that. It's starting to be more and more prominent. You know, it's one of the many services we have. So you have, you know, people that would, you know, they want to get all their meds one time a month and they want it all packaged. It might be someone even living at their own house. We do it for a very reasonable cost. We usually charge $1 a card or a maximum of $10 a month. So most of it ever costs is $10 a month. So we'll package them all, you know, in the mornings and, you know, morning, noon, bedtime, evening, whatnot. We can package them together or individually. We do deliver. We deliver usually within a 25-mile radius. It's not a hard line. If something needs to be done and it's 30 miles away, we'll make it work. We also do free mail as well. So, yeah, we do. We do package medications, and, you know, it helps tremendously. If you're not familiar with bubble packaging, it kind of looks like a bingo card. With a little bubble, and it falls, you know, 1 through 31, and it'll follow the day of the month. So today,
just punch it out, huh?
Today you'd pop out number two in the morning.
Perfect.
And, yeah, it's nice because especially, you know, older patients as they get, or not necessarily older, but patients with maybe dementia or whatnot, they, you know, did I take my morning meds? And now they can see that they have.
When you bubble package the drugs, what if someone has to take three specific pills every morning? Can you put all three in one bubble?
We can.
There's
two ways you can do it. You can put all three in a large bubble, so you just pop out all your mornings. Or you can get each drug in its own card with a little morning sticker in the top right.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, actually, as a pharmacy, we like the second way, each drug in his own card, because
sure.
of the fact if they're making changes, you can simply just pull that card. We can repackage
it.
It's a little messier when you have
yes.
nine meds in one bubble, and all of a sudden they change one from a half a tablet a day to one tablet a day, and now we got to repackage the whole works.
Sure.
So it gets a little messier, but we do it both ways, and we're very flexible.
Pat, thank you for the
okay.
question.
Thank you very much.
Really good question.
Okay.
We also have Bob on the line. Good morning, Bob. You have a question for Nick? Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Do you have a question for Nick?
Yeah, a question not necessarily on the pharmaceutical side, but it sounded like when he first started, he was kind of touch and go in the standpoint of making a business. And I'm just kind of curious if he learned one thing that said, boy, if I were to do this all over again, I sure would have done something different. to make it a little bit less stressful or whatever the case may be?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a very good question.
Wheels are turning, Bob.
Yeah, they are. That is a good question. I mean, you know, with our workflow when we first started, our workflow, the way we had it set up, we made a mistake. We had, you know, where you'd pick up the meds was right when you walked in the door. So we always had, you know, customers that come and they'd walk right there and to initiate their prescription. And, you know, and we remodeled our store about a year ago. So we kind of fixed that flaw. In starting the pharmacy, there is a lot of challenges. As far as one thing, I guess, probably the biggest thing is don't sweat the small things. I'm kind of a perfectionist with a lot of things, and I used to get very frustrated over little things, and I've kind of learned over the years to not sweat the small things.
That's a good question, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Nick, how do you feel today? I mean, you look back 4 years ago, and here you are 4 years into this process, this business. How are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling good. I enjoy what I do. I really do. We have, like I said, we have a great staff, and that was one of the advantages we had is for me working at a big box retailer, working at different stores, I could kind of handpick who I wanted for my staff, which was a big advantage for me.
Picking soft skills as well as the hard skills.
Yes, yep. And now even when we hire new, pharmacy experience is not a must. And I always say you pick someone with good people skills because customer service is important. You can always teach them the pharmacy side of things, but if they have poor people skills, you know,
that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to change that.
And it's the same in every business.
Yeah, it's always very, very hard to get that customer back if they feel they haven't been treated properly.
Exactly.
So that's key always, okay?
Yep. So, Nick, in terms of folks listening, they're probably wondering, where is this Smith Pharmacy thing? Where does Nick do his work? Tell us where you're located and tell us about your website.
Yeah, so we're right in Little Chute. Like I said, close to Highway 41. I am at the pharmacy, you know, 5-6 days a week. I enjoy being a pharmacist. I like being on the floor. I'm ground zero and working with customers face-to-face. I love it. That's the thing I like the most. Unfortunately, because of all the behind-the-scenes work, I'm only out now 3 days a week versus, 5 or 6 days a week like I was the first 2 years, which, you know, the other days I'm still at the pharmacy. I'm in the back office working on, answering phone calls. I mean, researching formulations for compounds and, preparing for presentations. And there's always something going on. But, I would, in an ideal world, I'd love to be a pharmacist 5 days a week and go home and have a great family life. But unfortunately, with all the behind-the-scenes work, if you don't do it during the day, you're doing it at night.
But you're making a difference, and that's the real motivation.
Yep, and having a great staff is a key to making that work.
Yep.
I think we talked earlier about that a little bit, about the situation, of course, with the family, the relationship and so on. How have you worked that out as far as the roles that you play, that your wife plays, as far as working in the pharmacy?
Yes. So my wife is a nurse by trade. Like I said, she's been a saint through this whole thing. And after about 1 year in the pharmacy, she quit her job as a nurse, which is a big sacrifice for her. And she worked in the pharmacy and, with no pharmacy experience, and she morphed into being obviously a very well-respected person of our staff. She kind of morphed into, she still uses her nursing skills because she can still do the vaccinations and things, which is very beneficial. But she does the HR stuff and the scheduling and, just handling issues and, and like I said, she does the reviews and the hiring and the firing and unfortunately not much firing, but so she does a lot of that stuff, and she does a very good job at that. And so we have our distinct roles. I'm kind of more in the pharmacy, mm-hmm. doing pharmacy things. She's more into the HR and personnel and
So it helps then to develop a little bit more of a balance in your life that way.
Exactly.
Great.
Nick, you mentioned that you deliver to nursing homes.
Yes.
Do you make any other kind of deliveries of pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, we deliver to patients as well. Like I said, we do free mail, free delivery.
Free delivery?
Yeah.
How long will you deliver? How many miles?
Usually about 25 miles is kind of our soft.
Really?
25 miles. Like I said, there it's not, you know, if we normally would mail, you know, an insulin to a patient and it's, you know, July and it's 100 degrees
can't
and they're 30 miles away. We'll deliver it instead of mailing it.
Yeah, pretty hard in the mail.
Or if something's a necessity and they need it now, we'll always find a way to get it to them.
And it's free delivery.
Yep.
Okay. What's your phone number again?
So it's 920-788-8888.
That's an easy, easy number to remember.
Yep.
We're going to take a break right now, Nick. We'll come back on the last segment of the show, and we're going to do a little bit more score stuff, but we're going to get back to you because you have a great story to share. You've been listening to BizTalk here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Community. Credit Union.
You know what feels good? Earning more money with your money. And right now at Fox Communities Credit Union, you can earn more with amazing rates on certificates of deposit. Choose the 19-month certificate and earn 1.60% APY, or the 54-month certificate with 2.05% APY. Earn more money with these amazing rates at Fox and do your happy dance. These great CD rates are only available for a limited time, so head to one of 22 Fox locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin or visit foxcu.org for details. Fox Communities Credit Union, helping you make life happen. APY is annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum balance requirement, rates subject to change, penalty for early withdrawal, interest on all accounts is accrued daily, federally insured by NCUA.
Communities. Now, welcome back to our final segment this morning. We've been having a great conversation with Nick Smith of Smith Pharmacy, located in Little Chute. How Nick started his pharmacy 4 years ago. All the blood, literally blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that thing off the ground, and it's still climbing. It's a great story. So if you missed our program, you can go listen to it again beginning this Wednesday at our website, biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. Before we get back to Nick, I would like just to say thank you to all of our sponsors who help bring you the program each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, our newest sponsor, Wisconsin Business Development, WBD. So we want to thank you all for being sponsors in our show. Also want to thank the creative group, or Candeo Creative, in Oshkosh. Zach Pawlowski and his team built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that. So thanks for doing that. We really appreciate your support. Also want to shout out to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and not subscribed to it, for only $20 a year, you can keep current on what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors. Nick, tell us again, how can folks get a hold of you?
They can stop by. We're at 1800 Freedom Road. Freedom Road is also Highway N. They can give us a call, 788-8888. They can email us. If you go on our website, smithpharmacyrx.com, contact us. It goes right to our email. I'm the one that checks our email personally, so yep. We'll get back to you.
All human contact, no automation.
No automation.
Yeah. So, Nick, what do you see in the future? What do you see your next 5 years looking like?
Well, that's a good question. We, you know, just basically, we have to be flexible in order to survive. If 4 years ago, and today is actually our four-year anniversary, so 4 years ago, if you'd told me that we'd be doing as much compounding as we're doing, I would probably laugh. But, you know, so I guess I don't know exactly what we'll be doing, you know, years from now. I see us getting more into, you know, the bubble packaging and the long-term care in the nursing homes. As the baby boomers are aging,
yep.
I think that's going to be more and more of a player.
Yep. Now, I'd like to ask this question because I've been thinking about it the whole show. I use a different pharmacy, but I'm going to be using you. I'm going to be contacting you. What is the process for switching that over?
So the traditional process is you always contact the pharmacy that you want to fill your prescription. So you would contact us, whether, you know,
at 788-8888.
Yep. Give us a call and say, hey, I'm, you know, interested in, yep, in going to your pharmacy. You just give us where the prescriptions are, the, yep, prescription names or any information. Give us some of your personal information, you know, your phone number, address. We take care of the rest. And we could set you up so you get a, you know, an autofill, so things get filled automatically if you like, or you can get a notification text or a notification email when something's ready.
And then we just have to remember to tell the doctor who says to us, who's your pharmacy?
Yes.
Smith Pharmacy.
Yes.
Just remember that, and,
yep,
it's done.
Yep.
That easy.
That's it.
Yeah. That sounds great.
You mentioned, you know, how your business has changed and what you see in the future. The word that keeps coming up, hearing, is the word compounding. For those of us, could you explain a little bit what that really means and why that's important?
Yes. So compounding is basically, you're essentially making it from scratch. We get the powders. We have seven compounding wholesalers. So we get the pure, they call them APIs, so the active pharmaceutical ingredient, the pure powder. So we'll make it uniquely for each person. So we don't make it up ahead of time. And basically we make it, you know, and we work with doctors and we have a great relationship. So we'll make, whether it be capsules or tablets or, I mean, lollipops or troches. You can do throat sprays, mouthwashes. You know, dermatologists, we do foams and shampoos and creams, ointments and gels and chapstick and, you know, and on and on, flavoring the meds. You make stuff for, you know, pediatric patients. You can make things palatable that maybe, you know, or you make something, if it has to be a unique dosage, you know, we can do that. So it's just basically customizing a medication that to your specific needs. So we work with doctors to do that.
How does that affect as far as the cost and so on of the medications? Is that is it a positive or a negative?
It's a positive for sure. So, you know, you can't compound something that's, you know, already patented in the U.S. But, you know, you can, if your doctor's willing to work with us, you can make some changes. Maybe you can combine two meds, or you can use a different dosage or a different dosage form. And we keep our costs down, and basically we can save people a ton of money on that.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay for the patient to call the pharmacist and ask them questions about their pharmaceutical, their drugs?
Yes.
Or even the condition that they've just been diagnosed with and they just don't get enough of an understanding, that pharmacists can help explain what's going on.
That's exactly right.
And it's a wonderful resource.
Yeah, we're a resource.
And what's that phone number again?
788-8888.
That's great. And you're located on Highway N,
yes,
in Little Chute.
Yep, right off 41.
Okay, well, Nick, we've been having a good time talking about all of this stuff. We always get to this one point, which I enjoy, and that is the fact of asking you about what is your biz tip, your idea for other people who are thinking about getting started. What would you say to somebody?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess my biz tip would be, number one, if you're serious about doing it, I would say don't do it for the money. Because I can tell you, if you're a pharmacist or whatnot, you're making good money. If you're working at a chain or a hospital, you're making good money. You know, I'm sure obviously you have stress, but not to the degree of starting your business stress. And if you're not 100% committed to it, I would say don't do it. You know, if you really, really want to make a difference and you really want to change and create your own environment, make a positive environment, then it's something to look into. But I would say don't do it for the money. a lot of people kind of forget about all the hours of the, you know, when you start and you can't afford pharmacists, you can't afford accountants, you can't afford, you know, HR people. Typically, you're doing it yourself. Anything yep. from putting the shelves up on the wall to the painting to the
A lot of
insurance.
Sacrifices for the family and everything.
Yep. So I'd say don't do it for the money. I would say do it for, you know, reasons. You know, you want to, if you want to make a difference, those are the reasons you want to do it.
Well, great. Thanks, Nick. We want to thank you for being our guest this morning on the show. It was a really good conversation.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
in.
For having me.
You betcha. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to have a Badger bump next weekend. The Badgers are playing basketball, so we'll be talking to you again on the 16th. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to BizTalk at 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.